New roof. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Half-price wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Your feet.
To the sunny side.
Not your feet, your feet.
Can't you hear?
Pronounce any way he wants to. He's Willie Nelson.
And that happy tune is yours.
Is he almost 90 now, right? Isn't that what?
You know what? I think I looked it up last time. I keep checking it, and then I forget it.
Who?
I think he's 83, Willie.
Willie Nelson?
I'm going to say 83.
Yeah.
Piano, Google it. He'll Google it.
I think he's 82 or 83.
He is 83.
There you go. Don't rush him. Make him 90.
This rover.
You jazz, Cookie.
Crossed over.
Who's he talking to? You, Dan? Talking
yeah,
to you? Jive. Well, yeah, musician Jive Turkey.
No, that's a different recipe nowadays. So.
Oh, that was the guy calling in that your Thanksgiving dinner was ready.
Yeah.
Jive Turkey's ready.
Like deep fried turkey, roasted turkey, Jive Turkey.
Yeah, there's a little store down here, and I just saw Mike Breitenstein, who's our chief engineer here at the station.
He is?
Yeah, he puts in all those suppressors.
Oh, yeah, okay, that guy.
He uses a lot. He bought some chips down there, and they're wrap chips. It says wrap snacks, and it has pictures of different
wrappers. Oh, those have been out for a long time.
They have?
Yes.
Oh, first time I've seen them.
Wow, you didn't know about that?
No, I didn't.
All rap aficionados know
yeah,
about that.
Sure.
You're not a true rap lover.
No. I guess not. I didn't realize because I'm going to have to go down and get
some. Yeah, each rapper has like its own different flavor of chips, I think.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know. Did you know there's a store down there now?
Where?
Out in the outside mall area.
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dan told me about that the other day. He goes, because we haven't had a newsstand here for... No. Several years, I think. And he goes, oh, I went and got some lottery tickets downstairs. I go, where? And he goes,
we never go downstairs.
No,
we
I don't go outside
we
at all.
Never. Either. We go to the parking garage and the studio. But we don't even look around and see what's here anymore.
I used to when I was a smoker. Dan and I would go out during the news break outside.
See, that's a positive thing about smoking. It exposes you to other areas.
I'm unaware of my surroundings now because I'm isolated in here.
Isolated in a no-smoking environment. I'd like to welcome everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this November 23rd. And if you've stepped outside, you know it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, no.
How can you not be ready, right? How can you not be ready?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I'm not even going to try
to... I was scrambling, and I thought maybe your introduction would take longer.
Oh, man.
Well, this, what we're doing now, all has to get cut out.
Edited.
It has to get edited.
Just this part right here.
Well, right now, while we're talking, this will all get cut out.
Well, and this right here, too, will have to be cut out.
Yeah.
This what?
This part right here.
Yeah.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, like this part right now.
Yeah.
Right this second.
And then also right now. What I'm just saying right now has to be cut out. So we'll pick it up here. I had just said if you stepped outside at all, and then we'll edit right there. 3, 2, 1. You've probably noticed it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it there to June?
Oh, he was right on it.
Dusty sure was. I'll tell you.
Amazing.
He's good. He is good. I can't believe I just did what I just did. I had something
pooped
up.
In your pants?
No, on my screen here. I wanted to read it, and I just deleted it.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. An idiot. It was an old article. It was like a newspaper clipping. A guy named Jim emailed me. He found it on the inside of an old cabinet door, and it was like a quarter page out of a newspaper, and it was a tornado warning and how people could save their own lives by using this tornado detection method.
Oh.
And what it said was you take your television and put it on channel 12.
Channel 12?
The old dialed and then next to it set a radio tuned to 550 megacycles.
Megacycles.
Wait, that's us. That's exactly what it said. It said go to 550 on the dial.
Megacycles is the same as megahertz?
Whatever. Megahertz, megacycles. If you fall down on your megacycle, you get megahertz.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just made that up. So it said if you put those next to each other and turn up the volume, something... And by the way, this is all, I'm sure, complete BS, but some guy swore by this that it would produce a static sound only heard if a tornado was coming. It'll if you put them side by side, 12 and 550, it'll I guess in this part of the where this thing was printed, they didn't have a station assigned to 550, so you just get static. Channel 12 in this particular market wasn't on the air, so you just get snow. And he said the two of them together, if there's a tornado, and he described the kind of static and what the screen would look like and what the think 550 would sound like. And I thought...
It would sound something
I thought, well,
like
you know
this.
What? I wish everybody could read this because they'd realize that what we told them a while back about this station having a built-in warning system, there you go. Somebody else figured it out.
Hey, everybody, it would appear there is a tornado coming as well.
Ooh. Is that what they would hear if they tuned to 550?
Yeah. Dan, yeah, that's what they hear. I wanted to tell a story. When it starts getting close to Christmas, I like stories. I like stories all the time. I like to hear a good story. I like to tell a story. And this is one of those, there actually are good people and restores your faith in humanity type stories. It'll take a little while to tell. Tell you what, I'm going to save it. If I get to it today, I will. If not, I'll do it later. And it's about my wife's ring that was stolen many, many, many years ago. It's actually a really good story. But let's do this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to turn it over now to Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw a couple things on the site Reddit. I talk about the site Reddit a lot, and some of it's
that so fast. People,
the site Reddit. Yes, okay. I've mentioned it before, and most of it's just like a news aggregator where you can go on there and just it's a compilation of all news sources online and different things. But it also has
aggregator means put a bunch of stuff together. Dan had a confused look on his face.
Big word
for him.
I thought he was aggravated about something.
I knew. That's why I wanted to clear it up.
Okay.
But it's also people tell stories and things like that. And then people comment on the story and they become, you know, just like a comment chain almost. That's what they call it. So this one guy said yesterday, this is a great deed for anybody who has maybe an older male relative and you are a younger male relative, like maybe uncle or nephew kind of thing.
This already sounds kind of sick.
This guy had a lifelong bachelor uncle who passed away unexpectedly. So this nephew goes through his house before the rest of the family can and finds his giant porn stash.
Oh, man.
And he took a picture of it online. I mean, there are, you know, those plastic bins that you store things in. I mean,
yeah, my wife's got a bunch of them.
There's six or seven of these, just full, a bunch of boxes. And so now he doesn't let anybody else in the family know it, so they keep thinking their uncle was just, you know, a normal guy when apparently he had a giant. So that's a great thing, too, because I've also heard jokes about if anybody dies, go over to my house and clear my...
Oh, no.
My browser history.
Let me say, I guarantee you, depending on who gets to the house first, to the dead person's house...
This could be a service, though, for older men who have maybe distant family, not any wife or children.
Because you know what? That's embarrassing.
And there's no reason for them to think, you know, after you're dead, any less of you just because of what they find. So
no, I think any less of you just because you had 963 movies, porn movies. You know.
Especially with all some of the, you know, weird categories that they can sometimes delve into. So maybe that could be a service where you sign up and
you
say...
This is a great thing to mention here. You folks over 70, especially, I mean, we can all die any time. You know, you're kind of getting close. You're 80. get rid of that stuff because somebody is going to come in and go, you're not going to believe. They'll call another relative and go, you are not going to believe what he was into. So get rid of it.
Yeah, nobody needs to. And that's your own private business. And,
yeah.
So maybe that could be a company you could. They would have to be one of the first ones allowed in your house. I guess in your will, you say, this person goes through my house first. before the rest of my family.
Yeah, and an interesting thing about porn is if you've seen like two or three of them, you've kind of seen all of them. If you think about it, they're
right.
They're all exactly the same. Yet
you just swap the people in and out, and
yeah.
I think that's what that variety comes into
play. It's kind of weird to me. It's not like any other movie you'd watch. You go, I wonder how this is going to end. You know how it's going to end.
Well,
the pizza boy is going to get it from the mom who's home alone. And
right, but in the mainstream movie industry, they have, what, maybe six or seven different genres, action, thriller, drama, comedy. Yeah.
Porn has
80,000, I think they're up to now. So
categories.
Yes, genres. Of, yeah. You can isolate it down to whatever your... your heart desires.
Now, that is interesting to me, what it is that excites people. Yeah, I mean, look, there are people, men, who the babysitter thing is exciting to them. Or the school teacher. It's a fetish. It's a fantasy. That interests me, especially when you start getting real strange, like that foot thing. Look, I don't get that. Guys that like to lick and suck toes.
No.
I don't get. We had a foot guy that worked here.
Yeah.
And he sucked women's toes. I cannot email anybody this person's name.
You want to suck on that?
There he is, right there.
This is Bruce Willis.
I will not email this name to anybody, but somebody in this town who's very, very famous, very famous.
Oh, yeah.
Was a guest of a friend of mine in his home, and everybody had a couple of drinks. It was six, eight couples, and he proceeds to somehow get into talking about this foot thing and how pleasurable it was, not only for women, but for the guy. And then he proceeds in front of the other guests to get down on one knee and go around and suck women's toes. And it shocked the host. It shocked everybody. And he told me the story. I said, you've got to be kidding. He's a toe sucker. He said, I swear. He said, I was right there and he was in my home.
I think most people that have that think, oh, well, everybody has this, right? This isn't a thing for
exactly.
everybody.
Exactly. How can you not get this?
Yeah.
How can you not get how great it is? And he even said that this person started trying to explain to people why it's okay and it's exciting.
Oh, I've heard people, the guys with the same thing.
And it doesn't matter if the woman's feet are kind of dirty. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sometimes they talk about, oh, that's better when they've been walking around all day or whatever.
Well, that's the same kind of weirdo that likes a chick's dirty underwear. They don't want it clean. That's another level. First of all, it's one level if you collect women's shoes. All right. And then it's another if you lick them and sniff them and then their feet. Here, it's one thing. It's one thing to be, I don't know, get all hopped up over a pair of panties. But it's another level when you want them dirty. That there's something now it's really weird. Yeah, exactly. Skid marks. Thank you.
Oh, man.
And that's one I never did. Guys break in the house
level.
And they get in a drawer and they start smelling nylons and panties and stuff.
Oh.
What kind of weird sicko is that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Get on this?
I don't know.
I don't
started with that porn stash.
Oh, about the nephew and the uncle.
Porn stash. That has double meaning.
Yes, it does.
Another thing I saw also was, what are some things that are part of history, you know, American history or even world history, that were never taught in schools just because it's not necessarily something that they want to approach, you know, a teacher.
Oh, my
God. And there are a couple facts like this. Did you know that not recently, I don't know how far this goes back, but members of the royal family had to have people witness them having sex so they could confirm
that it was royal
blood. That it was an heir. Yeah, royal blood. How about that?
Well, the reason that's ridiculous is you're watching them that time
You'd have to time it every time, you know, space.
Well, she might also, when it's all over, thanks for coming, turn around and do it with somebody else.
Right.
I mean, you don't know for sure the baby is the royal baby. That's kind of weird. I didn't know that.
Yes. The next one, John Harvey Kellogg, founder of the Kellogg Breakfast Cereal Company.
Never heard of that.
He advocated for a while. He was very anti pleasuring yourself, apparently, for, I guess, just boys. I don't know. Maybe both
why
sexes.
Why was that his decision, or who made him king?
Like, well, I don't know. I guess he felt that he had the power to, you know, give his say what he thought about it. So okay. He advocated for, I guess, parents sewing silver wire through boys' area down there.
Oh,
silver wire!
So it would prevent them from being able to perform that.
You got to be kidding! Is this true?
This absolutely yes. That is a fact. You can go research that.
Every time, thank you. Now every time I see a box of cornflakes, I'm going to see a wiener with a wire through it.
You don't remember? I don't remember that in my history class.
They would never have taught us.
JFK was dating Miss Denmark in the 40s, and they stayed at a house in Charleston. The FBI bugged their room because they thought she might be a Nazi spy. It turns out that they didn't hear a lot of conversation, but instead a lot of happy time between the two of them. And the tapes are in the Library of Congress for those who are interested.
Like moaning and groaning and stuff?
Yes, no, you can go.
I am surprised they put those tapes in the Library of Congress.
I guess it has
but
to.
But I'm glad they did.
Yeah. It's all part of, I guess, every wiretap, I guess you have to have.
Let's not make much noise. We can help it because this room is probably bugged.
All right, one more. I thought this was interesting. The dresses and corsets that women wore back in the time of King Louis XIV.
Man, what a horrible bunch of crap they had to wear.
Well, it's funny that you said that word. They said it was so cumbersome and difficult to get out of that the woman would often go number two in the hallways of Versailles place during grand balls.
Oh, man.
They said the morning.
You're out in the ballroom dancing, and you've all seen those turn-of-the-century dresses and all that corsets and stuff. And you're
well, you know how dark it was back then, too. They didn't have a lot of lighting.
You can still smell in the dark. You can smell stuff in the dark. Dark doesn't cut out your nasal passage. So you're dancing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, waltz, and you go, what is that you're wearing?
They said the morning after the corners of the hallways in the palace would have piles stacked up so the servants would have to clean it up.
You know what? Here. I have told my wife. My wife watches all that, your lord, your grace, me lord. You know, those things at Abbey Downton, whatever. And I see those guys with those powder white wigs.
You think everybody smells like great, but there's no way.
No, just the opposite.
Yeah.
Every time we look at them, I go, every person you're watching right now stinks. They had no deodorant.
Once a month.
Yeah, exactly. They stink to high heaven. They got those high collars, and they got everybody had long sleeves with a shirt under the sleeve, and all the pants and tucked into boots, and it was all like felt or like flannel, and they stunk. They stank. It'd be stank.
Yes. That's why the women would go over into the corners and do that, because no one could tell them. It's like,
those dresses went way out and went to the ground. They were those ballroom.
You could just had like eight layers, too, of like ruffles.
Exactly. Yeah. You could stand there and be pooping right in front of them, standing up, and they wouldn't know it. It's like you're in a tent. You're carrying your own tent around, and down there in the tent, you're pooping.
Hello, ma'am. Would you like to dance with me?
Okay. I would never dance with a woman whose voice sounded like that.
No.
That voice you just did.
No, probably not.
He did not sound attractive.
Yeah. No.
That was all I had.
And now let's turn it to Dan Strauss. Do you have anything?
Yes, I do.
All right, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. This particular commercial on TV is a car commercial, but there have been many commercials on TV like this. These people that decide to put their kids in the commercial with them. This commercial is...
Are you talking about a car or car dealer?
A car dealer. Okay. Yeah, a car dealer.
Okay.
It's a car dealer commercial. It's local. And he already did one commercial with his kids in it. Now he has another one, a whole new commercial with his kids in it. It is so horrible.
No, I know exactly.
You cannot even, I would never, ever go to this place if I was looking for a car. Never. It is the absolute worst commercial I've ever seen.
I've never heard such a, like an anti-endorsement.
No.
Oh, man.
It really gets under your skin.
The acting is horrible. I watch it every time and turn it up. It's like you with Ally McBeal. I cannot stand that commercial, and I watch it to hate it.
And the kids are in the commercial not because it'll make the commercial any more effective, because they just want them in there so the family can see, I saw the commercial with Becky and Johnny in it.
Oh, exactly.
It's just all ego
stuff. Yeah, everybody, come on, gather around the TV. Here's the new commercial. Oh, you kids are so great. No, it's horrible acting. It's terrible. And the one kid, you can't hardly understand what he's saying. He's like, and he mumbles. It's like, this is horrible. So,
how will you feel if you find out that young child is mentally challenged?
He's not.
You don't know that.
Well.
Then you'll feel bad, won't you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I would feel bad if he was, but he's not.
Sometimes people do commercials for themselves. I'll tell the story quickly. I told it before about a long time ago. I did some work for a car dealer down on South Broadway, and he was always in his commercials. And so he'd hired me to take over his advertising. And so I watched. I said, let me have some of your commercials you've done. I watched them. And every one of them, he's in it, and he's horrible. He's horrible. He's standing with an athlete. Take it from my friend from the St. Louis Cardinal, you know, to make him look like he knows the athlete.
Hell
so
yeah.
I looked at all of them, and we had a meeting, and I said, listen, why are you in your own commercials? You're horrible. I said, that's what first thing we need to do is stop that. He goes, we're not stopping that. I said, so my first suggestion you don't want to take? He goes, no. I said, well, it's terrible. Why would you want to keep doing something terrible? This was his answer. He said, because when I leave work and I go down to, and he named a specific bar that Peon would know, and he went there every day. He was a drunk, an alcoholic. And so he went and drank 3-hour lunches, leave early. He said, because when I go in there, people go, hey, blank, saw you on television.
Oh, yes.
He says, and I like that. And I said, well, you know what? We can't work together. I can't do anything for you. If you spend money on television, which was far more expensive than radio, you're going to spend that money on something just so guys in the bar can pat you on the back and say, hey, I saw you on television? He said, yeah. I said, thanks for, you know.
Oh, that's exactly what
we're done. And that was it. We parted company. But that's the same thing, I'm sure, with it.
Oh, yeah.
All it takes is 2 or 3 people come to him and go, oh, I saw you with your kids on TV. Oh, that's it. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
I'd look at sales numbers. And how many people came in here and said, hey, we're here because of your kids? And if a significant number did, then you keep doing it.
Yeah.
But that's not why they're doing it.
No.
All right. Can we do some business?
Yes. Oh, we can close the Burke segment.
Close the Burke segment. That's right. Scott Sherman will be in here for the 4 o'clock hour because we're not here tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. We're not on. Scott's coming in today. So if you have a legal issue, I know we didn't give you much notice for this, but get it ready and be ready to call Scott. He's real generous with his advice and his time. American Equity Mortgage. I don't know how many times I've said that name. Thousands, and that's not an exaggeration. They have been a part of this show for almost 25 years. So, yeah, calculator peon. If I said American Equity Mortgage, if I only said it twice a week, so
right.
Say 2 times 48. Take 4 weeks out for vacation.
Okay.
You want to? 2 times 48 times 25. I guess it won't be thousands.
2 times 48 times 25?
Yeah.
32 million times.
32 million times. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That I have said the words American Equity Mortgage. Make it 32 million and one. I just said it again. Here's what they do, folks. They help people buy houses. All right? Here's the other thing they do. They help people who already are homeowners borrow money. smart money at today's low, low, low interest rates, because they are low, ridiculously low. My parents, about 30 years ago, were paying 17% interest on a loan. That is ridiculous. When Carter was president, interest rate 16-17%. We're talking in the 3-5. I don't know your credit history, so I can't quote you, but they will tell you, and they'll get you the lowest rate they can on money that you need for something that came along you didn't expect. That's one of the great things about being a homeowner. You have equity, and they'll show you how to use it. So give them a call to go to their website, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
All right, let's see how traffic looks on this Thanksgiving Eve afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. You've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Olive down through, from Page, actually, down through Manchester, and that's due to an accident that's blocking the left lane. Pretty slow on westbound Highway 70. It's off the pace. We'll call it around Jennings Station, that area. Again, from Highway 94 out through Cave Springs. But we got a pretty good slowdown now from T.R. Hughes out through Bryant Road. Also on westbound 40, things are jamming up. It looks like from about Kings Highway through McCausland. But then once you hit Highway 94, it's going to be some slow to stop and go areas out through Highway 70 and eastbound 270 now, McDonald through Lindbergh. In this traffic report, it is brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 109th Annual Turkey Day Game. And it's all right here. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins Thanksgiving Day at 9 a.m. exclusively on KTRS.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Hey, do you know what your heating and cooling needs are? You know, everybody is different. And at Premier Heating and Cooling, they analyze each customer's comfort needs to determine which products will provide you with the optimum comfort and value. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in St. Louis and St. Charles area. They recommend the best possible heating or cooling system to meet efficiency and comfort requirements. If you have allergies, they can address that as well. And by the way, American Standard rebates up to $1,100 instant rebates or 0% APR for 36 months on qualifying American Standard equipment. This offer expires November 30th, 2016. They've been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC units. So call Premier Heating and Cooling now at 636-916-1122 or you can reach them online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Did your family use a new playroom that's not the living room? Consider basement finishing and basement remodeling from Woods Basement Systems. A finished basement adds value and living space to your home. For a basement finished the right way, call Woods. This area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, will finish your basement the right way. Call for your free appointment today. Call Woods toll-free at 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com. Are common problems stealing value from your home? If you have a damp basement or wet dirt crawl space, possibly radon, basement wall cracks, doors or windows that stick, or uneven concrete, these problems will get worse if you ignore them. So call this area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, serving this area for 30 years. Get your free estimate today and restore your home's value.
Call 866-581-1081 or find them online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
With a low unemployment rate of 5%, finding and hiring great employees has never been more difficult. Recruiting the best talent is key to your business's long-term success. So don't be fooled with firms that promise candidates are just a click away if it were only that simple. At AIM, AIM Employers Association, it's a St. Louis-based company, and they've been serving employers and companies in the region for 120 years. Companies of every size and every industry. At AIM, their recruiting solutions leverage experts and technology and are customized to fit your business. At AIM, their hiring technology integrates world-class background check services, assessment tools, and affirmative action plan. At AIM, they help you find the right person for the right job. Call AIM to help you with all of your hiring needs. 1-800-948-5700. That's 1-800-948-5700. Call AIM, 1-800-948-5700. 1-800-948-5700. Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Choosing what to do this holiday season?
Trains form your holiday season and visit the largest indoor model train exhibit in Missouri at the Museum of Transportation. If you haven't visited the Museum of Transportation this year, the holidays are a perfect time. This nationally acclaimed museum houses one of the largest and best collections of transportation vehicles in the world. Santa and his reindeer will be stopping by too. Learn more at museumstlewis.org. Experience the holidays at the Museum of Transportation. It's a moving experience.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Amini money. That could be one of those say five times fast things. Amini money. It's fun to say, and it's more fun to spend. When you shop at Amini's, you buy any item in the store, you get Amini money. And you can use the Amini money on other things, like cash. You use it like money. And you get enough of it, save up enough, you can buy some really nice stuff with your Amini money. They also have a 0% interest for 12 months, two-year layaway plan at Amini's. I want you to go to their website, because if you go to their website, aminis.com, and I'm on it right now, you'll really get a good idea of the quality of everything in this store. Yes, other stores sell lights, indoor and outdoor. Other stores sell furniture. Other stores sell patio. Go take a look. In person would be best. I wish you'd go to the store. But you can just tell even from the site pictures. No other stores carry this stuff. This is the best of the best in the world, whether it's an area rug or, bedroom furniture, living room furniture. It's the best. They don't sell any junk. There's no junk in any category at Amini's. Black Friday, the sale has already started. So get in there and get yourself something. I always want to say fun, because I think of arcade video. Get something beautiful, something spectacular from Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. I meant to mention this last week, and I forgot it. I think a lot of you, if you were listening, you heard us go on and say that Julie, our travel agent, had a cancellation on our trip to the Dominican Republic in February. And every year that happens. Things happen. Not everybody can, make plans a year in advance, because when you're older, or if there's an accident in the family, or for whatever reason. So when on the air we mentioned we have a room, it sold in 1 hour. Now, you advertisers who are listening, we don't buy KTRS, they don't have much of an audience. You are dead wrong. I don't think there's another station that you go on the air and go, hey, we got our room. This is a $5,000 deal we're talking about. And in 1 hour, it's gone. or raise the money we did for Backstoppers or in any number of things. So, look, coming to the end of the year, we could use a couple new advertisers. Every station could. Every show could. So if you're serious about it and you got some dough and you want to let it work, that's the other thing. You know how to reach me, frankopinion.com. I've given up on... I'm sorry, frankopinion@yahoo.com. That's my email address. I've given up on Saturday Night Live. Did you watch it last week?
No,
I didn't.
I think I'm done. It's all politics now. It's just all political.
Oh, yeah. No, there's...
And that's not... I don't want that. Speaking of that, did you ever see any of these? They're doing them on Reels, R-E-E-L-Z. That's a channel. And Last Days of Chris Farley, Last Hours of Phil Hartman. Have you watched any of those?
No.
Is it something new they made? Because I thought they used to run those on like E, True Hollywood Story or something.
No, they've been on for a while. That's not something new. They have the Last Days of John Belushi, and they kind of go back and track, you know, what they did in those last hours. And I didn't even mean to watch it, but I started watching the one on Phil Hartman, because Phil Hartman, through all these years, is my very favorite person to ever be on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he was the most talented.
Yes.
Absolutely the most talented. And, man, when that happened, when his wife, Bryn, his wife, shot him, and then shot herself, and left the house for like 4 hours, and then I think she told a friend, I killed Phil. It's just weird. And she went back home, and as the police are trying to coax her to come, she shot herself. They had two young kids. And that was, you know, that and the Robin Williams thing, those two really kind of rocked me back, because you just didn't see it coming. Especially Hartman. Phil Hartman could have worked till he was up 90.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
He was in his 40s, I think, when that happened. He actually was an old guy for Saturday Night Live by their standards. You know, a guy in his 40s, that's old to be part of that cast. You'll take a couple calls if we have time. If we have time, we'll get in.
Sure.
A couple of quick phone calls. Let's see, 314. Let's do it this way. Most cell phones, *KTRS. That's *5877. Those other cell phones where that doesn't work, and all other regular phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We'll say goodbye to James. James put it very clearly in his email to me. His words, quote, I will never, ever be AM in the PM again. Hi, James.
What happened this time?
Well, I don't want to go into it. It was something that he said that I said, which offended thousands and thousands of people.
Really?
Yet I only heard about it from him. So, see, to me, if you offend thousands of people, you'll hear about it from more than one or two. I heard about it from one. And what's interesting is the expression never, ever. Now, first of all, never is conclusive. That means never.
So right.
Why, when you say never, ever, that means I mean it.
Emphasis here.
Yeah, I mean it. I'm not kidding. Never. So James says, he went on first about how much he enjoyed the show, all the laughs and the great just chit-chat. And then and one thing I say, it sets him off. And I'll read a quote again. Never, ever be AM and the PM. So you want the emphasis? Don't just say never. Just say never, ever. It's sort of like if you said, well, I think I will be in heaven forever and ever. Forever is forever. You don't need the end ever. But I think what James is saying is he's not kidding. Hi, James. Let's go to Tom. Tom, how are you? Tom?
Hello?
Yes, Tom, how are you? Tom? Tom, do you have a radio
Tom?
On? If you have a radio on, it'll throw you off, Tom. You have to get rid of it. Two, let's see, three, two, one. On to Chris. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Frank, doing great. How are you? A and PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got a question about the Scott Sherman segment.
Okay.
So I listen all the time, and I think it's very interesting, but I find myself walking away wondering what happened to some of the cases. I was wondering if he could ever do a follow-up on some of the more interesting ones that maybe he handled, maybe not mentioning names or, you know, that kind of thing. I just thought
You know what, Chris? I'll tell you why that's a good idea and a bad idea.
Yep.
It's a good idea because everybody's curious. I'd like to know, too. It's a bad idea because, think about it, if we did that, we'd have to do it in that Thursday time, and it would eat up so much time we wouldn't get to other people that needed some help or some advice. The other problem with it is if a person listening didn't hear the initial problem and all they hear is our results of what happened, it wouldn't make any sense. And not everybody can listen every Thursday. So you'd have to know the case up front to be interested in it. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense, but I still wonder. So
I do too. I also think it's none of my business. You know, now we're getting into, hey, what happened? How much did he get? Did you get divorced? That part of it is kind of none of our business. But I think it's the human side of us.
I think it's
a great idea. I just don't think it would come off on the air. But I think it's a good idea.
No, I appreciate it. Hey, enjoy the show. Happy holidays, and we'll keep listening.
You too. Thank you, Chris. By the way, folks, you can say Happy Thanksgiving. That doesn't mean, oh, you're a horrible Christian. It's Thanksgiving. That was the Christian thing, wasn't it? It was pilgrims and Indians and stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's...
As far as I know,
no,
I don't think it's affiliated with any religion. I don't think it's associated with religion.
So you don't have to do that politically correct stuff. And I know he's trying to be... Happy holiday. I'm not doing that. I'm just not... Merry Christmas. That's me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep doing that. Linda, let's go to Linda. How are you, Linda?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM, of
Thank
course.
You. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
I've called to tell you how to track a tornado with your TV 70s style. By mid-80s, we all had cable, and that was out. So your old chunk, chunk, chunk TV dial and your antenna on the roof.
Okay, first of all, nobody has that.
I said 70s style.
Okay, so you're talking about how you used to do it, not how you can do it. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
How
go
we
ahead.
Were told in Popular Mechanics how to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you turned your channel, your TV to channel 13, which was the furthest on the dial away from channel 2.
Right.
And remember, you had a brightness control.
Yes.
So you turned it until it was just dark.
Okay.
Then you tuned channel 2. Now, channel 2 is the exact same frequency as a thunderstorm.
Listen to her.
Wow.
Right. Well, this was in Popular Mechanics. Okay, so you're watching your TV. You have no picture. Of course, we had sound because we had a channel 2 in this area.
Hmm.
Every time there's a flash of lightning, it would brighten the set. You could see your picture get bright. Sometimes it was just red. And then they said if it got all the way bright and didn't dim at all, get your butt in the basement. So they had a story in that magazine about a family in Oklahoma who did that. They tuned the TV, and they were watching the storm. They had severe warnings, and all of a sudden the picture went totally bright, and the head of the family, the father, said, get to the basement, don't touch that TV. So they all got in the basement, and the tornado blew over, but it spared their house. But of course, power was out. And he said, no matter what happens, nobody touches the TV. So 3 days later, they got power, and that TV came back on. The picture was totally dark. But when they went to the basement, the picture was totally so bright you couldn't even see the picture. So it worked. It really worked. But you can't do that anymore.
No, because we don't have those old TVs.
Or the antennas.
No, I don't think we need it anymore. I think we have pretty good detection equipment now.
Well, the higher your antenna, the further away you could detect it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I have a little black and white TV that I've never taken out of the box. I got it years ago for like $1.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was a special thing, and I got it, and I thought I would give it someday as a gag gift. And then, you know, it just went to the point where you couldn't use your antennas anymore, or even the rabbit ears, and you can't get regular TV frequencies anymore.
Yep.
So,
you're right. It's all changed. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Right. I appreciate it, Linda.
Yeah, well, you know, any old time.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right. That's exactly, I think, what that I said 12. She said channel 13. Man, oh man, can you believe there only used to be 2 through 13 and only 3 or 4 of those was actually a local station. Now we got 200 or something.
Yeah.
Matheny Heating and Cooling, I'm going to speak for them and say that they'd love to be your heating and cooling company. I don't have to ask them. Is it okay if I, because I know it's true. Of course they'd love to become your heating and cooling company. Now here's what I'm going to ask you. The next time you need service, next time you need, even if it's just a checkup on the heating and cooling system, the next time you need repair work, next time you need to replace the whole system, I'm going to ask you to just talk to Matheny. Give them a shot at that business. Because if they come to your house or business one time, you'll go to your phone or some kind of where you make your notes and you'll write, found my heating and cooling company. No need to call anyone else. That'll be your note to yourself. Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to realize that everything you'd like to see in a heating and cooling company, if you had your own, that's exactly how they operate. You got to be fair. You got to be competitive. Stay in business. But you got to be fair. You got to be prompt. If it's an emergency, you have to get there as fast as the other guy would get there or faster. And you have to be trained. A lot of different heating and cooling. And these things have changed so much, like under the hood of a car. You got to be trained. Their people are trained and retrained and retrained to work on anything. So no matter what size, what type, what make, what model, what year, it doesn't matter. They can work on it. You just need to be in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Commercial or residential. Nobody too big, nobody too small. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All righty, let's check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, a few things going on. Now, they're working with the accident southbound 270 at Manchester that's blocking the left lane. They're already backed up to Dorset. There's a new accident now. It's on eastbound Highway 70. It's just before Highway 270 in the left exit lane. The two, you got the right and left exit lane. Well, the left lane is blocked. That has traffic backed up west of the Earth City Expressway. Another accident in the South County area at Rebus Barracks and Lacewood. We have heavy traffic on westbound 70 already out from Highway 94 through Cave Springs. A little bit heavy right around Bryan Road. Westbound 40 drivers, now you're damming up approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. You're really stretched out heavy between 170 and 270 and then from 94 out to Highway 70. And this traffic report is brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Christmas is better when you wrap it in red. Stop by your local Ace for gifts from brands like Weber, Craftsman, DeWalt, and more. Only at Ace, the helpful place. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.